Welcome to the Overcoming Low Self-Esteem podcast. If this is your first time joining us, I do highly encourage you to stop this episode and go back to the very first episode. Not that these podcasts build on each other, but you will find a lot of information, a lot of vulnerability from me and from others. And I just feel like if you're really struggling with low self-esteem, we need all the help that we can get. So if you don't mind, even if it's after listening to this episode, please go back to the very beginning so you can learn and grow with us. Also, if you have not done so already, please subscribe. Please give us a 5-star rating and please share this podcast out with others. If you are someone who has low self-esteem currently, or if you are working through that, you're trying to overcome it presently, or if you have mastered overcoming low self-esteem, you should understand the significance of someone reaching back to help you. This is a hard journey. This is a hard place to be in. And I definitely don't want us to be selfish with this information. I would love for us to help as many people who are in pain and who are suffering as possible. So please subscribe. Please leave us a 5-star rating. And please grab this share link and share this out through text message or Facebook, Twitter, what have you. Also, if you have any questions or if you would like a question answered, I do respond to emails. I do respond to inbox messages I receive, but you also have an opportunity to have your question asked and answered on an actual episode. I will keep you anonymous, and if you reveal any personal information, I will either leave that out or change something so no one can figure out it is you. If you would like to do that, feel free to email us, and all this information will be in the show notes, but you can email us at overcoming@theatsjr.com, or feel free to find me on Facebook and like my Facebook page. That's facebook.com/TempestSmith. Again, you can find all this information in the show notes. Today we're talking about stress and how stress is killing us. Maybe you don't think that stress and low self-esteem are related, but they are. And honestly, truthfully, if you are suffering from low self-esteem or you're trying to overcome low self-esteem, everything is related to you. So expect a lot of wide range of topics. Expect everything that we talk about on this podcast, or everything that I try to talk about on this podcast, are things that I know personally that has impacted my self-esteem or has aided in keeping my self-esteem at a low state, or it's just suggestions that I've gotten along the way. So definitely let's talk about stress. Stress is often described as a feeling of overwhelmed, worried, or run down. Stress can affect people of all ages, genders, and circumstances, and can lead to both physical and psychological health issues. By definition, stress is an uncomfortable emotional experience accompanied by predictable biochemical, physiological, and behavioral changes. Some stress can be beneficial at times, producing a boost that provides the drive and energy to help people get through situations such as exams or work deadlines. However, an extreme amount of stress can have health consequences and adversely affect the immune, cardiovascular, and central nervous systems. So to sum that up in layman's terms, stress can either help you or can kill you. And oftentimes we don't use stress in the way that they talked about regarding helping us helping us get through situations such as an exam at school or work deadlines or things like that, we tend to take stress in the negative way and stress and stress and stress until we are physically or mentally hurting. We kill ourselves through stress, but we'll get to that. What does stress look like? Signs of stress can include any of the following: sleep disturbance, either insomnia or restlessness, having a clenched jaw, grinding of the teeth, it affects your digestive system, lumps in your throat, difficulty swallowing, agitated behavior such as twiddling your thumbs or twiddling your fingers, constantly playing in your hair when you're stressed out or when you're facing a difficult situation, an increased heart rate, general restlessness, a sense of muscle tension in your body or actual muscle twitching. And let me pause right there and talk about that for a little bit, because I noticed in me when I'm stressed or when I'm about to face a difficult situation, I always get the exact same feeling in the back of my neck or right on my neck. I always, if I'm stressed or someone is putting me in a difficult situation, I've noticed that I always grab my neck and have to rub it because there's tension in that area. So that's one of the ways that my body lets me know, hey, this stress that you're feeling isn't a healthy stress. This is not us trying to overcome a situation or such an exam, but this situation is going to cause you pain that you should probably stay away from. So be aware your body talks to you. Getting back into the science of stress, or what it feels like to be stressed in situations: dizziness or lightheartedness, hyperventilating, sweaty palms, feeling a constant nervousness, stumbling over your words, an increase in blood pressure, a lack of energy, or feeling fatigue. Cognitive signs of stress include mental slowness, confusion, general negative attitudes or thoughts, constant worry, your mind racing at all times, difficulty concentrating, forgetfulness, difficulty thinking in a logical sequence, or the sense that life is overwhelming and you can't problem solve. Emotional signs of stress include irritation, no sense of humor whatsoever, frustration, jumpiness, overexcitability, feeling overworked, feeling overwhelmed, a sense of helplessness. Behavior signs of stress include decreased contact with family and friends, poor work relations, sense of loneliness, a decrease in sex drive, avoiding others and others avoid you because you're always cranky, failing to set aside time for relaxation through activities such as hobbies, music, art, or reading. So going through all those symptoms, when you're in stressful situations or when you're entering in a situation that's stressful in a non-healthy way, like I said, your body alerts you. Like I said about my neck always alerts me when there's a problem or there's a stressful situation coming about. And a lot of times, self-included, we ignore our body. We ignore the signs, we ignore the gut feelings, we ignore just whatever signs that are there because we think we can handle it, or we think stress, you have to go through stress in order to survive. And yes, life does present difficult situations, and yes, you will be hit with stress, but how do you respond to your stress? If you're listening and you want to answer that, please email me or please inbox me on Facebook. How do you handle being stressed? Did you know that stress is the leading cause of heart disease? But did you also know that 43% of all adults suffer adverse health effects from stress? 75 to 90% of all doctor office visits are stress-related complaints. Stress is linked to the sixth leading cause. So I said one of the leading causes. The sixth leading cause of death by heart disease, leading cause of cancer, leading cause of accidents, and obviously suicide. The OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, has declared stress as a hazard of the workplace. So do you see how stress, especially if you're not positively dealing with it, how it could literally take your life, how it could cause heart disease, how it can aid in cancer, how it can cause accidents? I remember I was in my very first accident because I was stressed and I was angry and I was not paying attention, and I caused a major accident that had other implications that came with it. Stress can kill you. Stress can cause more stress, such as financial stress, the car accident, and all of the bills that I had as a result, and the injury that I had, and the hurt to my ego and my pride did not compare. What I was angry about did not compare to what I had to pay because I left a situation stressed out. So what are some tips before we end this podcast? I'm going to give you some tips for handling stress so you don't get into these accidents or you're not stressing yourself to heart-related issues or to cancer or causing bodily harm to yourself or to someone else, or just stressing yourself out. If you listen to previous episodes, stressing yourself into a depression state, and that causes all sorts of things. So some tips for handling stress. Number one, take time out for you. Do this in a healthy way by taking time out for you. I don't know what your hobbies are or what you like to do or what you enjoy, but do something healthy. Do something that's not going to cause more stress. So don't go out and get drunk and drive home. You know, that's not healthy. Nothing's wrong with drinking, but you want to be responsible, especially if you're behind the wheel. Take time for you. Maybe that's reading a book. Maybe that's just spending time in nature. Maybe that's hanging around your spouse or your kids or your friends or your family. Or maybe that is watching a good movie on Netflix or watching a good TV series on Netflix. Do some binge watching, eat some ice cream, do something that's fun for you that will allow you to release the hazards on your body and release some endorphins so you can feel better about yourself. Another tip is try exercising. I know this isn't everyone's favorite subject, but a simple 15-minute walk or a 10-minute walk could make a world of difference for you. It may not eliminate the situation, but it can help build you up so you can handle the situation a lot better. Another tip, monitor your self-talk. I believe this is super important. Our self-talk manifests into what we see on the outside of our world, outside of us. We can only become what we believe ourselves to be. Are you speaking to yourself with kindness and with patience? Are you beating yourself up every chance you get? Are you pouring positivity into yourself, or do you fixate on everything that's going wrong or isn't going the way that you want or desire it to go? So monitor your self-talk. Your conversation with yourself is more than likely the most important conversations you will ever have in your lifetime. And if you're telling yourself how terrible you are, how bad things are, then of course your life will reflect what you say to yourself. So be mindful of what you say. Another technique is to use visualization techniques. Sit back and imagine the life that you want and the life that you deserve, and carry that feeling of happiness, of joy, of excitement with you throughout your day, with you throughout your life. A lot of people create vision boards so they're reminded of the things that they want or the life that they desire. Maybe a simple vision board or a picture on your phone or a picture on your desk that brings happiness and joy. Keep that around, because when you're stressed and you're looking at what makes you happy, that makes the stress not as painful. My last tip is to meditate. And I know everyone doesn't do this. I'm not pushing my practices or my beliefs on anyone. But meditating and being still with yourself, focusing on your breathing and just learning how to exist in the moment without worrying about anything, even if it's for 5 or 10 minutes. There's a great app called Insight Timer. It is very helpful. You can listen, someone can guide you through a meditation, or you can just put a timer on and focus on just being present. So these are some tips for handling stress. Stress can kill. You know, stress can cause a lot of damage. And if we don't learn how to get a hold of it, if we don't learn how to get a handle on it, then it could kill us, or it could cause so much more damage. That statistic about doctor visits, most of 75 to 90% of doctor office visits are stress related. You're just throwing money away, because you not that nothing's wrong with visiting a doctor, but what if you found better ways at handling your stress than stressing yourself into a needed doctor visit? So I hope this podcast, this episode was helpful. If you have not done so already, again, please subscribe. Please leave us a 5-star rating, and please share this podcast out with everyone. People are dying every day due to stress, due to low self-esteem. And if we can change one person, we would have done an excellent job. If you have questions, if you have comments, if you have suggestions, please email me. That information is in the show notes, or you can inbox me on Facebook. That link is also in the show notes. Again, thank you for checking out this episode. I greatly appreciate it, and I'll see you all next time.